Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Hey, it's been another week, and we're back.
Yeah.
The radio
time flies.
Wink. The Radio St. Pete exclusive indie circuit. Show 198 if you're keeping track at home, which I know you're not. My name's Mal, with me as always.
Pro me.
And we are ready to talk about stuff and play some music and talk about Japan music, because that's my shtick now. Oh, I'm sorry, local musicians.
Yes.
So sad. What do you got going on this week? Anything good? Anything fun?
Hey, Christmas.
Oh, God, Christmas.
Christmica, you know? It's that time of year. Just a little bit of mad dash, last minute shopping. You know, I think I've done enough, and then I remember, oh.
I know. And you forget people, and you're like, oh, no, I forgot my mom. And you're like, how do you forget your parent or something? You're like, oh.
Meanwhile, for the last 3 months, I've been walking by all this crap in Walmart and Target and everywhere else, going like, who buys that crap for people? And, you know, it's people like me this week, you know, who will fight over that collectible, that box of Hershey's chocolate bar with mugs
those gifts that say, I don't
those
really know
that
you,
say
but
that I didn't think about you at all when I bought this. Yeah,
I always think of that when I look at a mug or like that, like those gift boxes with like that chocolate Swiss Miss stuff in it. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's the gift that says, I don't really know you.
Don't really know you or didn't really bother to think about you, but here you go. I spent $10 to $25 on this. Enjoy.
I know. I like Christmas. I like the Christmas time.
See, that's what we got to do. We got to figure out how to, like, okay, so we got to figure out how to, like, make that kind of crap, because you're buying, like, $3 worth of hot chocolate and ceramic that they put in a cardboard box with some crap to make it look fancy, and then they charge $15 for it.
Pointing Santa could be the way, dude.
It could be.
I think that would be a big hit.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it belongs to somebody else, but yeah.
Not enough that I would care. Yeah. come at me, bro.
Yeah. Whoever you are from the 1970s that drew that.
Yeah, right. I don't care about copyrights. So anyway, yeah. So, you know, Christmas is... I was thinking about that. Did you see... You didn't see. Oh, my God. You've never... Promi still hasn't gone on Facebook to look at my endeavors.
Yeah.
I put a picture up of something I brought home from Japan.
Better than a Korean sign for...
The toilet?
Well,
no.
Whatever.
Oh,
the noodles,
no, the dumpling lady?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not the dumpling lady. That's a whole different story.
Yeah.
I brought home a Japanese Super Famicom. The one,
really?
The one that's hard to get in America?
Yeah.
I got the Japanese
one.
Oh,
the mini.
The mini classic. Sweet. With different games on it and everything. I was like, oh, because
apparently they still sell them over there.
Yeah. Funny story about that. I was in a shop, and they had two of them there. And I was like, wow. And I was like, I don't have my wallet with me. I was like, and we were leaving to the next... town. We were leaving Kyoto to go to Osaka that day,
mm-hmm.
or Kobe. I'm sorry. And
Steakhouse.
I was like, meh. They have two here. They're gonna have them everywhere. So I get to I go to Kobe Steakhouse, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, I went to the first electronics shop. No, she did the X sign. No, we don't have any.
And you like, go now.
I was like, oh, no, I've made that
mistake.
I was like, and I was frantically looking around a couple different places. And then I went to a place, like a gaming shop, and they had tons of them, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was sitting there, I was like, I did it. I did that thing. I was like,
the
no.
Hoarder in me has learned, if you see it, you're like,
get it now.
It's
get
like,
it now.
Okay, am I going to regret that I bought it, or am I going to regret that I'll never have the chance to again? Which regret seems worse? Well, it comes with a receipt. I can return it. I'm buying it.
I know. I was really thrilled, too, because, I mean, now it's all in Japanese. That's cool. And it has different two different games on it from the American ones. So I was like, all right, man.
Plus are the Japanese versions. So.
I couldn't find the original classic mini. I would have loved to get the Famicom. Have the two American ones and have the two Japanese ones.
Oh, so this is the Super Famicom? Okay,
Super
Famicom. Super Famicom.
Mini,
oh, yeah.
Which is better.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I was like, cool. All right, so here's some, let's do a smooth transition and play some music.
Sweet, from the place where you got your Famicom.
Probably. Sorry, everyone.
Please give me $1,000,000 and the fridge with a padlock. And, hell yeah.
huge pectoral muscles.
On this dark and foggy night, you found yourself stranded in the haunted land of Monsterville, where tonight, the Von Gassies are hosting their annual shindig, the Haunted Beach Party. All the surf monsters, mad draggers, and beach bullies are just dying to meet you for this cursed seaside adventure. So grab your coffin boards and get ready for a real scream.
Thank you. down your weapon. You have 20 seconds to comply.
Our planet may be doomed, our Earth devastated. The monsters are in revolt, and civilization is in chaos. Godzilla is laying waste to New York. Rodan is attacking Moscow. Manda is smashing London, and Peking trembles under the wrath of Mothra. Our battle cry must be, destroy all monsters. Who can say which country or city will be next? We must unite and destroy all monsters. Is there a way to defend against Godzilla, Rodan, Manda, and Mothra? The answer is no. Let our battle cry be, destroy all monsters. Be prepared. See for yourself, in color from American International. Destroy all monsters. This picture is rated G for general audiences. Destroy all monsters.
Hey, hey, it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
Boy, everything is funny with The Simpsons. Oh, yes, that was, I haven't played them before, that was Monstroville off their Haunted Beach Party. I played Intro, Beneath the Sand, Haunted Hall, and Jack the Ripper. I will be playing them, those guys more. Pretty cool. That was that one I ripped, and then we couldn't find it on my computer.
Yeah.
And I actually had to do a search, and I don't know where it was. You know, computers are kind of funny sometimes.
Sometimes they are.
You have more magical powers over them than I do. I seem to be a little bit clunkier with them.
So this is awkward. I'm going to ask you, did that thing you said about The Simpsons, was that on the air? At the end there, about funny about this,
everything's funny about The Simpsons, yeah.
Because I was just going to mention, this is being recorded a little bit early, so this is going to be news probably to you, but probably not to our listening audience. But you know who owns The Simpsons now?
Is it Disney?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. Today, Disney bought most of Fox.
Oh my God, that's right. And they're like, well, we'll take that back catalog of 75 years of Simpsons
and make it to $1 million. They own the rights to the first Star Wars movie, which is the only one they didn't, because that was part of the deal with George Lucas and Fox for the distribution of the first film.
Wow.
They own basically almost everything entertainment-wise from Fox. They don't own the TV. They don't own the broadcast network, so in our area,
they can keep Fox News.
They don't own Fox News, and they don't own the sports stuff.
Tried to sell them Fox News, and they're like, no, we don't want them to besmirch our Disney name with that. That's crazy. Did I tell you that I ended up watching that original Star Wars? The reason that came to my brain is because it's the Fox release. It's a VHS from Fox. Boy, is it cool.
The one that doesn't have the
air
quotes improvements.
Oh my God, it's like watching a B movie. But you love it. It's like so great. I'm like, I loved it. I was so excited. I loved it so much. It was so fun.
You know, and the thing that's sad about that is some of what they did, I don't necessarily disagree with. Like some of the stuff, you're going to make the lightsabers look a little better. You're going to make the things that are hovering look a little better.
Clean up the lasers as they're coming out of the TIE fighters, that kind of stuff.
Like little things like that, but the need to add CG characters that weren't there, the need to add complete segments that weren't there. You know, to me, it's almost like doing image retouching. One of the things I would always tell people when I was, talking to them about doing that is you don't want to make it look like a different person when you're done. You don't want them to look at it and go, I've been photoshopped. The idea is that when they look at themselves, they're like, wow, I looked good there, you know?
Yeah.
Or when people see them, they think that was a good picture
really
of
nice
you.
Photo.
Not like, you look 20 years younger. No, like you have no moles anymore. No, we reduce the appearance of them. We don't remove them because if you remove the crow's feet around somebody's eyes, then it doesn't look like them anymore. You just do things to minimize the appearance of them. So they're still there. You can still see them. It just looks like good lighting and a good day, like they had makeup on or something.
Drank a lot of water that day.
And that's what you do with a movie like that. You don't just go in and screw the whole thing up. Yeah. Unless you're George
Lucas.
There was
a whole movement where they did that, where they took the guns out of E.T.'s, the FBI hands, and made them walkie-talkies. So you're like, who cares, man? Let it be. Eh, whatever. Not my child, so who am I to say? Raise your child as you'd like, George Lucas. Here's some music instead of us talking.
My name is H.I. McDonough. Call me High. The first time I met Ed was in the county lockup in Tempe, Arizona.
Don't forget his profile, Ed.
Turn to the right.
A day I'll never forget.
Turn to the right.
What kind of name is Ed for a pretty thing like you?
Short for Edwina. Turn to the right.
You're a flower, you are. Just a little desert flower. Let me know how those come out.
Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future. You are interested in the unknown, the mysterious, the unexplainable. That is why you are here. And now, for the first time, we are bringing to you the full story of what happened on that fateful day. We are giving you all the evidence based only on the secret testimony of the miserable souls who survived this terrifying ordeal. The incidents, the places. My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty. Let us reward the innocent. My friend, can your heart stand the shocking facts about grave robbers from outer space?
She's only fainted.
You fiend.
I? A fiend? I am a soldier of our planet. I? A fiend? We did not come here as enemies. We came only with friendly intentions. To talk. To ask your aid.
Our aid?
Yes. Your aid for the whole universe. But your governments of Earth refused even to accept our existence. Even though you've seen us, heard our messages, you still refuse to accept us.
Why is it so important that you want to contact the governments of our Earth?
Because of death. Because all you of Earth are idiots.
Now you just hold on, Buster.
No, you hold on. First was your firecracker, a harmless explosive. Then your hand grenade. They began to kill your own people a few at a time. Then the bomb. Then a larger bomb. Many people are killed at one time. Then your scientists stumbled upon the atom bomb. Split the atom. Then the hydrogen bomb, where you actually explode the air itself. The only explosion left is the solarbinite.
Why, there's no such thing.
Perhaps to you. But we've known it for centuries. Your scientists will stumble upon it as they have all the others. But the juvenile minds which you possess will not comprehend its strength until it's too late.
You're way above our heads.
The solarbinite is a way to explode the actual particles of sunlight.
So what if we do develop this solarbinite bomb? We'd be even a stronger nation than now.
Stronger. You see? You see? Your stupid minds! Stupid! Stupid!
Monstrous assurance of this race of puny bipeds with overblown egos. The creature who calls himself man. He believes he owns the earth, and every living thing on it exists only for his benefit. Yet how foolish he is. Consider, Even the lowly insect that man trods underfoot outweighs humanity several times and outnumbers him by countless billions. In the continuing war for survival between man and the hexapods, only an utter fool would bet against the insect.
Dr. Masterson?
Dr. Aranya?
I trust your journey was pleasant.
Well, moderately. I must confess, though, that I was a trifle uneasy when your driver headed into the Muerto Desert. But everything seems to have worked out.
The sentimental human mind being what it is, this is the only sort of a place I could find to carry on my work. But I can understand your feelings.
These papers on the anterior lobe of the pituitary and the effects of the specific hormones on other living things. Quite the most remarkable endocrine theories that I've ever read.
Well, thank you, Doctor. Coming from the world's foremost organotherapist, a fine compliment.
That's why I jumped at the chance to come here, work with you, examine your theories.
Oh, let us understand one thing, Doctor. These are not theories.
Not theories?
I have successfully proved every point over and over again in my laboratory. Doctor, observe this girl. I call her Tarantella. She has human beauty and intelligence, still possesses the capacities and instincts of the giant spider.
How do you mean?
She has the indestructibility of the insect. If her body became damaged, if she were to lose an arm or a leg, she could grow a new one. I expect Tarantella may survive for hundreds and hundreds of years.
And what about males?
Well, unfortunately, in the insect world, the male is a puny, unimportant thing. You saw a few of the examples.
The dwarfs.
I think we're beginning to get some results.
What is it?
If we are successful, I shall have a super female spider with a thinking and reasoning brain. A creature that someday may control the world. Subject to my will. Are you convinced now, Doctor? I hope you appreciate this opportunity I'm giving you to become a colleague of mine.
No. No! You can't do these things. You're tampering with the work of the Creator.
Gibberish.
You're evil. This place is like... It must be destroyed. You and all the foul things that you've made.
You made a choice, Doctor. A very poor choice. Of course, you know I cannot let you leave this place.
Some way, somehow, I'll find a way to put an end to you and your ghastly experiments.
It's not the claw print of any fish in this area.
The men at the lab can't tie it down either. They suggested that you, being an authority on fish, might know what it is.
Well, it's amazing. It looks exactly like the South American Fantigua fish. That's a carnivorous man-eater. It can live in or out of water. It weighs about 100 pounds.
Well, that's a pretty good size, but whatever made that print had to weigh at least 250 pounds or more.
Well, I'm afraid that's the best I can do for you.
It certainly looks like... Hey, guys.
What's up, G?
Want to go to Tchotchke's? Get some coffee?
Oh, it's a little early.
I got to get out of here. I think I'm going to lose it.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
Who slew Auntie Roo is the whisper of death that stalks along shadowed corridors.
Won't everybody leave me all alone?
Aunt Roo will be so lonely. Don't leave me. No! No!
Can't stay here. Aunt Roo is a witch.
Home, sweet home, where creatures stalk the darkness, where fearful illusion ends and frightful reality begins. Say goodnight to Auntie Roo, kiddies. It's dead time. Don't miss Shelley Winters, Mark Lester, and Ralph Richardson, who will never tell. And the teddy bear who knew Who slew Auntie Rue? Who slew Auntie Rue? Who slew Auntie Rue? In color rated GP.
Any man don't want to get killed. Better clear on out the back.
All right, that was Forbidden Sounds. Wow, sounds ominous. I played Stupid, 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 Gibberish, Desperately Alone, and probably some. Probably, there's probably more to that title. Hold on. Probably some Madman. Scary. So, yes, make sure you check them out. Of course, they're online. Everyone is. And also, while you're online, why don't you check out, Daddio's. I have a screen printing company that I'm out there hustling, trying to make some money and make some nice shirts for people. So go to daddioscreenprinting.com and you'll be glad you did. Cross promo, everyone.
Yeah.
It's just writing itself. Ugh. So anyway, yeah. So
I hear there's some shenanigans that took place coming back from Japan.
Oh, man.
Rumor on the street is you might have a story to tell.
I sure do.
Gather around, children.
We fly back from Japan. And this is like, you know, you just can't wait to get off this plane. You're dying. Get off. And, it snowed in Atlanta. And Atlanta doesn't have any idea what snow really is. So they were shut down. The entire, no flights going out, canceling everything. And we landed really late.
So it was Mao and the ATL.
Oh, my God. And Atlanta, so we're in the airport and shut down all day. Thousands and thousands of people just in lines. Like, the Delta line was 4 hours. The bag check was 4 hours. There's not a hotel. There's not a flight. There's not a car to rent. There's nothing. You're done. They're talking to me about maybe we can get a flight Wednesday or Thursday. This is Friday night.
Wow.
And I'm like, what? You know, I'm freaking out because I got work Monday. And there's nothing you can do about it. You're done. You're done. So took an Uber to a 30 miles away outside of Atlanta for the nearest hotel that had a room yet. And the lady's like, I don't know why they keep sending people here. We don't got no more rooms. I was like, we got bars, right? And she's like, yeah, you called. And we're like, okay. Because the shtick is you can frantically go online and book a car at Avis. You can frantically book a room in nearest hotel. It ain't there. We went to stand in line at this car rental place, and lady came out and was like, look, if you didn't have this reservation 2 days ago, there's no car here for you. You're out of luck, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So then we did find a place that rents cars, and Enterprise. I'm going to say their name because I hate them now. And in this little...
As does everyone else, I think, who's ever rented a car from them. But
so we're in this remote little... Peachtree is this little town outside of Atlanta that no one in the world knows about. So we're staying in a hotel, take an Uber to this Enterprise that has a car for us. Yay, we're driving home. Only escape. There's no buses. There's no trains. At that point, you're looking at, like, is there a bus that gets to Jacksonville that can take a car to a thing?
There's a comedy movie somewhere in all of this.
I think it's been made by better comedians than me. So it became relevant.
Planes, trains, and
automobiles. Yeah, so they we're there, and the guy looks at my card and goes, "That's not a credit card." I was like, "It's a debit card with a Visa on it." Now, if you don't have a credit card, you can't get a car here. And I said, "You got to call your boss because I got to get out of here." Goes in the back, comes up. My boss can't do anything for you. I was like, "I'm stuck here, and I don't own a credit card. I don't have one." I have my debit card that's Visa backed, and I haven't had a credit card for 20 years because I don't believe in them. And wow, that was all they did. I was I left there before I killed him, and Sally the beer wench said he was fearful for his life because I started kind of losing and getting really angry. I was like, kind of that whole thing where you switch and you're like, why are you doing this to me? Why can't he help? So we take an Uber back to the airport thinking, well, let's just start doing what we can do because there's 10 places to rent a car from there.
Right.
Another one said no. Budget said no. Thrifty said no. We go up to Avis, and I'm like, you gotta help us.
They're like, well, we have this one car in the back. We don't normally rent it out because rumor has it it's haunted.
I was talking about buying a car and selling it when I got back here.
Wow.
Like, that was the reality. I was going to buy a car, drive it to Florida, and sell it. And be out that money. We get to this lady who seemed like she had an attitude, and I was like, well, we're screwed. And she said, no, we can't. I was like, you got to help us. I was like, literally, like, you have to please help us. We have a return ticket.
They didn't have a card?
No, they had cards because it was the credit card thing again. And she was like, you know what? I'm not supposed to do this, but I'm gonna. So she gave us a car, and we gave her money for lunch, and we left. And I drove home. That's how I got home, Saturday, late Saturday. And the funny part was, I'm driving through Tampa. Sally the Beer Wench is in on a phone app saying, oh, where's our... Oh, our luggage had a flight to Tampa. And it was 5 minutes prior to when I drove through to go home, our luggage landed. So I went to the airport and picked up our luggage and drove home.
So the plane managed to get your luggage there, just not your bodies.
Well, at that point, because we landed so late, everything was booked solid. My initial reaction was to hate Delta and to hate Enterprise, but I can't blame Delta for, like, this mess. Kind of blame Atlanta, you know, that airport. Like, so the last two times I've flown, my plane has been canceled, and I've been stuck in a city. And that kind of scares the hell out of me. It happened when I went to Chicago, where there was some mystical rainstorm or something, the unicorns invaded or something. I don't even know what happened there. Mm. And we couldn't get home. And two of my coworkers slept on benches because they had flights at 3 and 4 in the morning. And I didn't get mine till 11, so I was like, no, I'm going to... there's a hotel on my work, and I'm staying there. And I went there, you know.
Yeah.
So I stayed there and then just went and flew home. And now this time was really bad. You know, I've lost faith in air travel, man.
No, and it got me to Japan. You and a lot of Americans.
That had never happened to me before. All the times I've flown, and I've flown a lot. It's kind of always just been like, oh, maybe like a delay. Who cares, you know?
Yeah.
An hour or two. That's an hour or two of my life I don't care about, but that was brutal.
Wow.
And I just drove home, man, and got a little Nissan Versa. 3,000 miles on it, and then
so you saw a lot of Florida on your way to and from Japan this time.
Yikes! Oh yeah, it's true. Last you basically episode,
traveled from
hey, if you weren't from around
the top to the bottom of Florida.
Never thought of it that way.
Except you drove to the bottom first, and then to the top after.
Oh my god, that's so funny! I never even thought of that. So if you weren't around for last show, do yourself a favor and go into the audio archive segment of the Radio St. Pete, because if you listen to show 197 of the Indie Circuit, you'll hear about the shenanigans where...
Mal's impromptu trip to Miami hours before a flight out of the country.
Oh my god. And why I'm going to die a little bit sooner. Oh well, that's life. Let's play some music. It'll be good for your soul.
We will disguise you as a terrorist and take you deep into the Middle East. If your acting is successful, you'll be able to get us all the information we need to stop this whole thing from happening. Of course, if you're not interested, there's the door.
All right, thanks.
Go! Strange little man, and you have my pity.
All right, that was, of course, the Go Devils with Super Stuff. I played, what did I play? Go Beat, and then Leaving Here, and then on the other side of the break just now, I played Last Time Around and Let Me In. And of course, I got that at the when I went to visit my buddy Kenji in Time Bomb Records. Time Bomb has a bunch of different locations in Tokyo, Osaka. Something I can't remember the other
two. So if you find yourself in Japan in a major metropolitan area, check them out.
But you don't have to do that. You can do it right here at the comfort of your own American home or wherever you're listening from, because they have an English version of their site.
Yeah. Unless you're in the car, in which case, you know.
Then pull over and then go on your phone, because that's what everyone uses now.
Well, that's how they're listening to this. You know, the Bluetooth, yes, you know, connected.
Of course.
To them.
Yeah. But yeah, they have an English site, so you can go on the Time Bomb Records. I'm not getting paid to say this. I'm just telling you that, you know.
Yes.
I'm not. I wish I was.
No, he's not.
Because I've ordered a bunch of stuff from him. You know, it's costs a little bit to ship from Japan, but it's worth it if you want to be the cool guy on the block with the Japanese awesomeness, and I know you do. They had so many, like, this place is crazy. They had a DJing booth, because they must have, like, live concerts and stuff there, mm-hmm. And then they had they had like everything. 50s doo-wop, they had British invasion, they had punk metal, and then they just had like crazy Japanese stuff. It was awesome, you know. And hey, maybe if you're in Osaka, you can buy one of the shirts I made for them. Because I even tagged them. Because I went there, and I, as a gift to let me play the 5678s, I made up some shirts with his new logo that says Time Bomb and his old logo, which is that like creature-looking dude.
Yeah.
And I made it on one shirt, and I made this popping white bottom, and then I made the green kind of Time Bomb in green that really pops. And I just gave them to him, and I said it, and I tagged him with the Daddy-O's tags, and I was like, you know, just... I said, these are gifts. You can wear them or you can sell them. I don't care. Make money, man. I don't, you know, just, I'm just saying thank you. And, you know, and then he said thank you by giving me a couple of records. And
so it worked out.
And he still got 100 and something out of me. So yeah. Whatever. Everyone won, I guess, except for my bank
account.
Everyone
won. They just won a little more than you did.
Yeah, that's okay. I went there expecting nothing, and that's the best way. So if you're in Osaka, ask Kenji, tell him that you want one of those world famous Daddy-O's shirts at a Time Bomb. So, yeah. All right, I mean, you got anything else? We're rolling out of here.
Yeah, I'm going, you know, Star Wars, that was fun.
Yes, sure was. I can't wait to see that, because I'm a stick in the mud and will not go the first 2 weeks.
By the time you've all heard this, I'll have seen it, but as of now, I'm about to race out of here like a,
nice.
Like a bat with its butt on fire.
Nice. He's seeing it night before. Wow. All right, here's the 5678. See y'all next week.
You got to give me a ride. I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house. Kazu da yo, atsui yo. Anata no kiss de hi ga tsuita. Chou mo